This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is winding down a COVID-19 working group formed to tackle gaping racial and ethnic disparities exposed by the virus. Black and Latinx residents became sick and died at higher rates than white people. Group member Lee Zeth Chacon is with Colorado People's Alliance.
I was shocked to receive the letter from the governor that it was sunsetting, and I just feel like there's still so much work to do. COVID has not gone away.
A Polis spokeswoman says the governor's office will continue to solicit feedback from community partners to narrow health inequities. Most high schools in Colorado are opting to play football this fall instead of in the spring. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
Games will go on for 218 schools around the state. That's after the Colorado High School Activities Association initially postponed some fall sports because of COVID-19. But earlier this month, the association's board and Governor Jared Polis gave schools the option to play now. Practices can start Thursday, and the first games are scheduled for early October. Just over 20% of programs will still play football in the spring, including public schools in Denver and Aurora. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Roughly 200 mountain bikers are set to race through Colorado Springs over the next 4 days. The route includes Palmer Park and Garden of the Gods. Organizers call the inaugural Pikes Peak Apex Mountain Bike Challenge demanding. You're listening to CPR News.